This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Yesterday, the Democratic Party made history, making Hillary Clinton the first woman nominated for president by a major party.
And if there are any little girls out there who stayed up late to watch, let me just say, I may become the first woman president, but one of you is next.
That is still a remarkable statement in this country. Only 12 American women have run for president. Now, part of that is because women didn't even get the vote until 1919. Margaret O'Meara is University of Washington history professor. She says it's also because of many Americans' idea of the presidency,
particularly in the 20th century, which has been a hyper-masculine idea. We think about the commander in chief. I mean, the iconic first president, the father of our country, George Washington, a general, a military commander, so defined as a leader because of his military leadership, but also defined in very paternal terms. And this is only intensified and accelerated in the modern media era, where presidents or potential presidents have really put their masculinity forward as a reason to be elected and a reason for the electorate to trust them.
Yes, I think of there's the military leader. There's also the LBJ, I'm going to crack heads and mm-hmm. Get things done. So do you think a president, Hillary Clinton, would govern differently from how men have?
Well, that's been the speculation and the assumption. And in 2008, she, as we might remember, ran very, very hard, not as a woman, to disabuse people of that idea that somehow if a woman was in charge, that she would be softer, that she wouldn't be a strong commander in chief. And she had to kind of overcome that expectation, that assumption, because the presidency is still so closely associated with these masculine values. And it has to, it's not just the White House. It's leadership in general, leadership qualities. This is something that swirls around the debate about why so few women CEOs, right? Things that are valued in leadership, the leadership qualities, are often very male qualities, kind of being forceful, being aggressive, willing to be combative and to, as you mentioned Lyndon Johnson, these politicians who are very, very good and very, very difficult to, combat in the political arena. That's a real femininity is equated with weakness.
And we've heard from women that they can't be seen as shrill or they can't be seen as emotional. But maybe women also have maybe they can do things men can't. I don't know. Do you think that a female president in 2016, 2017, would govern any differently? Or would we say, boy, there was no difference at all?
Well, one would hope that there would be, that you couldn't essentialize like all, male. Of course, we've had 44 male presidents. They've all governed quite differently mm-hmm. and had different styles. There have been these commonalities. I would be surprised if a female president would be able to break out of that role of being the kind of paternal or maternal leader of the country. It was very interesting in Bill Clinton's speech about his wife at the convention, where he is foregrounding her roles as a wife and a mother, as well as her role as a policy leader and tireless worker on behalf of others, but really validating her in a way that because of her maternal qualities, that she cared for people, that she has this softer side. And that's very interesting. It's playing again into these more traditional ideas of women in the political arena, where women have been able to successfully navigate that when they are kind of putting themselves forward as mothers and as having sort of validity, whether they're Republican mothers of the 1820s or Mama Grizzlies of the Sarah Palin era and everywhere in between. And when women are in the political arena and are not, either aren't mothers or being kind of maternal in their focus, then they become open to all sorts of criticism.
Let's talk about the historicness of this nomination. I've been surprised how little Clinton supporters have talked about her gender up until this convention. Especially it was like the theme Tuesday night. Do you think that's going to change now that Clinton and the people who want to rally her voters are going to talk more about her gender? Or is that just going to be, are we over that?
I think we'll hear more about it in part because of who Clinton's opponent is. if she wasn't running against somebody who said such the things he has said about women.
Had insulting things,
misogynistic things consistently over time. It's on the record. And has such low favorability ratings with women. The Clinton camp is clearly seeing there's an opening there for women who would otherwise vote Republican who are going to vote on the basis of gender. And they're going to vote against Trump because of that. So in this election climate, it's easy for Hillary Clinton to put her gender first. But she's also, there's no one like Hillary Clinton. She's operating, her role is, it isn't like she's just any old woman who's being nominated. She's also someone who for 8 years held perhaps the weirdest job in Yes. national politics, that of First Lady. I mean, talk about the complicated gender minefields there. And that is where all of these ideas about wife and mother and the role of women as a supporter of a strong masculine leader really come forth in the role of First Lady, even in the modern era. And these independent career women who have been launched into this job because they married have had to really navigate that very carefully.
So in a way, Clinton's nomination for a major party is historic. But as you're saying, she's also unlike any other woman who would run for president. So overall, how historic does this seem to you? I guess it's historic, but how important is it? How much does Hillary Clinton's nomination say to you about today's America?
Well, it's incredibly important and an overdue landmark for the United States to have a female president. It's high time.
Do you feel that personally, too?
I do. I have two daughters. They feel very strongly, too, that the woman should be in the White House. Interestingly enough, I think if on balance, to many people, the election of Barack Obama in 2008 seemed more groundbreaking, more historic. And particularly in this year when we're talking so much about the continuing problem of race and racism in American society, that the color of one's skin seems like more of an impediment to full equality and citizenship than one's gender, even though sexism is still very much alive and well. But it's hard, I think, too, for people, particularly young women, to look at someone like Hillary Clinton, who's been a public figure since they could remember, and has been a figure of power and of the establishment, and someone who she's a very familiar and an old face in a year where people are really hungry for change, even if change comes in the form of someone who's even older and male like Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump.
We're talking about the historic moment of Hillary Clinton's nomination as the presidential top of the ticket for the Democratic Party with University of Washington professor Margaret O'Meara. Any final words to leave us with, final thoughts about the moment we've come to and maybe the rest of the campaign?
It's been a very long road, as has been said a lot in Philadelphia this week, to a female nominee. I do hope that even though Hillary Clinton is a singular candidate and her place as a leader of the Democratic ticket, it'll help redefine the notion of the presidency. Now, it'll depend on the outcome of the election. But if Hillary Clinton wins in November, then we will have 4 years in which a White House and an Oval Office that has been very much a job that has been very much defined by masculine qualities, paternal qualities, a family man, being a strong commander in chief, will have to accommodate having a woman behind that desk. And I think things will change, and it'll be interesting to see in the coming generations how the office of the presidency morphs and changes even further.
That's University of Washington history professor Margaret O'Meara on the nomination of Hillary Clinton as the Democratic Party's presidential candidate.